This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Participatory budget pilot projects are establishing that people often disenfranchised are voting more heavily. Hispanics vote twice as high in participatory budgeting as in local elections. 7% of participatory budget voters are under 24 compared to 4% in local votes. In Angola, Gambian pouched rats, a breed almost 3 feet from nose to tail, are used to sniff out landmines and are called hero rats. Fatal heroin overdoses have tripled in 3 years, now killing 8,250 people annually. In Australian slang, hard yakka means hard work. In a 2014 study published in the journal Science, researchers found that many people preferred self-administering electric shocks as opposed to doing nothing. A new attack book called Clinton Cash on Foreign Donations to the Clinton Foundation claims influence peddling included a free trade agreement in Colombia that benefited a major foundation donor's natural resource investments in the South American nation, development projects in the aftermath of the Haitian earthquake in 2010, and more than $1 million in payments to Mr. Clinton by a Canadian bank and major shareholder in the Keystone XL oil pipeline around the time the project was being debated in the State Department. Military veterans are reportedly powerless to hold health care accountable at VA hospitals by filing malpractice suits and are stymied by the lack of transparency. A new blood test for cancer could alleviate the need for surgical biopsies and allow doctors to find evidence of cancer by simply drawing blood. Eureka Springs, Arkansas is getting national attention for their May ballot issue supporting gay rights and preventing discrimination. Producers of the Gerald L.K. Smith Passion Play are claiming that Christian tourism is being hurt by the overly friendly attitude in the town to gay rights. A 2007 study of child support debt by the Urban Institute found that 70% of the arrears were owed by men earning less than $10,000 per year in income. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KBFFM 88.3 at www.kbf.org.